Thomas Edison lost the biggest bet of his career. So he tried to make his rival's technology look like a murder weapon. By the late 1880s, Edison had wired American cities for direct current, his DC. But George Westinghouse, backed by Nikola Tesla's patents, was selling something better, alternating current, AC, which travelled farther and cost less to deliver. Edison was losing the fight for the American power grid, so his camp went to work branding the rival system as unsafe. In 1887 and 1888, an engineer named Harold Brown, quietly funded by Edison, staged public electrocutions for reporters. 44 dogs, 6 calves, 2 horses, everyone killed with AC, to prove Westinghouse's current was a killer. Then Edison went further. He helped build the first electric chair using a Westinghouse AC generator bought through a middleman, so New York State could execute convicted murderer William Kemmler with his rival's own machine. On August 6, 1890, at Auburn Prison, Kemmler was strapped in. The first jolt, 700 volts, 17 seconds. The current failed. Witnesses smelled burning flesh. Kemmler was still alive. A second jolt hit him, 1,030 volts, nearly 2 minutes, until smoke rose from his head. George Westinghouse, hearing how it went, said dryly, "They would have done better with an axe." Edison wanted the world to call electrocution getting Westinghoused. He wanted AC buried for good. It didn't work. 3 years later, Westinghouse lit the 1893 Chicago World's Fair with alternating current. That same year, he won the contract to harness Niagara Falls. AC became the standard that still powers your house today. But Edison's smear campaign left something behind anyway. A legend. Decades later, in 1903, a circus elephant named Topsy was electrocuted at Coney Island, and the story that stuck was that Edison did it to prove AC still killed. He didn't. He wasn't even there. The war had ended 10 years earlier, and Westinghouse had already won. The myth outlived the men who built it, and outlived the truth too.